Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Welcome back. Hour number three of Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly here. You want to talk about sports themes that go hard?
This.
Yes.
Baseball themes tend to.
Baseball themes tend to. Most of them do, actually, a pretty good job. But this gets me going here. And you know what else gets me going? Being able to talk to Pat Malacaro on the West Her Hotline here as... he is in Toronto getting ready for something interesting happening, I do believe. Pat, what's got you there? Something going on?
Indeed. It's an exciting time here in Toronto. The first time in a decade the Blue Jays have won the division and host the Yankees. It's an AL East divisional round matchup, something that we can get into a little bit, but bracket-style format, no reseeding. The Blue Jays take on the 4-seed Yankees, where on the other side of the bracket, Seattle gets on paper, the numbers-wise, lowest seed in Detroit. So should be fun times here in Toronto this weekend, and a lot of news being made in the last couple of minutes by John Schneider.
Pat, what do you got there then for us, if you don't mind, if we've got something new?
Yeah, so John Schneider just met with the media a couple of minutes ago and announced his rotational plans for these 3 days. Kevin Gausman, and then that'll be followed by Trey Savage, who, if fans don't know, was in Buffalo just a couple of weeks ago, began the year at the lowest level of the minor league ladder with the Blue Jays. He was the first-round pick by the team last year, dealt with an injury when he was drafted. The team did that, so they shut him down for the season. He has not pitched professionally until this year, and now he's scheduled to be Game 2 starter for Toronto tomorrow. Shane Bieber, who was acquired at the trade deadline by Toronto from the Cleveland Guardians, also rehabbed in Buffalo for 3 appearances this year, will be the Game 3 starter in the first game that takes place in Yankee Stadium. So now you know how the rotation sets up after the first 2 in Toronto, 1-2 if necessary at Yankee Stadium, and then Game 5 will be right back here in the 6 on Friday night.
That's, first of all, that's fantastic. What a story, though, to hear about that. Like, to be at the lowest level of any sort of like professional baseball pitching for the organization, to then be the starter Game 2, tells you a lot about not only the progress of a player, but also the trust that the team might have in them.
Well, and I'll take it a step further. Savage was asked by a couple of members of the media, and Arden Zwelling from Sportsnet was the first one who I saw post the quote. When asked about getting the starts, he said, "I'm built for this." So, there's a lot of talk. You go back a couple of years, Alek Manoah, in 2022 when the Blue Jays were the top wild card team, he was asked about pressure. And his response was, pressure is something you put in your tires. And a lot was made of that comment because he didn't pitch all that well in the game against Seattle. So I think for Trey Savage coming out and straight up saying he's built for this moment says a lot about him. And now going out tomorrow, let's not forget, here's somebody who made his major league debut in the middle of a pennant race. The Blue Jays had not locked up the American League East when he made his debut down in Tampa against the Rays. They did not lock up the division when he made his first home start. And the Blue Jays still hadn't clinched that Saturday when they needed him to win after the Yankees had already won earlier in the day. had Trey Savage not gotten the win on that Saturday against Tampa Bay here in Toronto, the Blue Jays would have fallen out of the divisional lead. So here's somebody who is thrust in the biggest situation and has thrived in it and will get to start tomorrow.
Pat, just to stick on pitching for a second, because I feel like the stories have just been about pitching for the entirety of the wild card series. Just one of them in particular, Cam Schlittler of the Yankees coming in the eight-inning shutout against the Red Sox to really slow things down there for them. What have you made of the pitching so far throughout the wild card, and how big of an impact do you think it'll have in the divisional rounds?
You're right, Joe. I think that is everything. That is to me, that is the main storyline, whether you're talking about the Blue Jays or the Yankees. And there's another 1A storyline as well that we can talk about in a second. But Cam Schlittler, Peyton Tolley, I'll go to Cleveland and the Guardians, starting Chase DeLauder, who had made his major league debut in the playoffs. This is a little bit, it feels like a transitional year in some respects. When you even look at the Blue Jays roster, look at Toronto's bullpen specifically. Up right now, I'm watching Braden Fisher and Mason Fluharty each loosen up down the left field line. Braden Fisher spent the first month and a half in Buffalo. Fluharty spent all of last year with the Bisons and made his major league debut at the end of April or end of March, beginning of April this year, and both are on the postseason roster. So you talk about young pitching, that is such a topic of conversation, and it's going to be maybe the main storyline if the pitching falters and if it's the young pitchers that aren't able to match. It's maybe not realistic to expect Cam Schlittler to go out and throw eight innings of shutout baseball and 12 strikeouts every time, but can he keep the Yankees in it with a bullpen that has been very shaky? But if they find their legs in the postseason, that is such an X factor. And you know, so you look at both sides, and that young pitching is definitely, I think, the highest topic of conversation right now.
Pat, you mentioned that 1A storyline you wanted to bring up. What was that exactly?
I think to me, for Toronto, it's can the offense survive without Bo Bichette? Because he is the top hitter in the American League, if not in all of baseball, and he has been out of the lineup for the better part of a month now since a collision at home plate at Yankee Stadium, dealing with a knee strain. And what that does for the Blue Jays offense, it allows Vladimir Guerrero Jr. to see a lot more pitches than he does without that full protection behind him in Bo Bichette. So not that Vladimir Guerrero Jr. cannot thrive in this situation. The Blue Jays need him no matter what. But without Bo Bichette, that other top offensive threat, now you're asking, can George Springer, who has put together a career year after a couple of down seasons with Toronto, can he be a catalyst? Can Dalton Varsho, who hit the grand slam last Sunday against Tampa Bay, are there other players that can step up in that absence that have done it before potentially that can carry some of that weight that the Blue Jays missed without Bo Bichette?
Pat, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. been in what's considered a slump, right? .592, no home run since September 5th. Do you think he'll be able to step up and kind of give the spark, I guess, for the Blue Jays offense?
I do, and I think that's one, to me, like that's the player you key in on if you're looking at the offense, right? And you're looking at the player that the Blue Jays have invested in and made the cornerstone of their future, and for a good reason. He has performed at every level. Now, this is the same group. I think it is important to get off to a good start in this series, early offense, and for the pitching to shut down the Yankees right away and the offense to get going. Because let's not forget, this is the team, the core of this team has not won a playoff game, and now this will be their third playoff run with really the core group with Bo Bichette, obviously out of the lineup, but Vladimir Guerrero Jr. here. George Springer was on the 22 and 23 teams that got swept out of the wild card round. So just that mental hurdle, like that mental hurdle of getting an early lead after losing a five-game advantage in the American League East. So if you want to point to recency and the recent success of Toronto, they had to regroup on the fly. And I know Vladimir Guerrero Jr. maybe wasn't the catalyst for that offense, but look at some of the at-bats he had, and it was hustling out ground balls. It was forcing an error by Tampa Bay on the Friday night, I believe it was, to help in that victory. So there's other things that Vladimir Guerrero Jr. can do besides hit home runs that impact the game. And I think when you look at just the last week of the regular season to now, this is a team that knows that they can do it in the pressure situations, and something they maybe didn't feel in 2022 or 2023.
And I think one of those differences, Pat, is they do have a guy on this roster that played fantastic this season in George Springer, who has gotten it done. He is a guy that is in that locker room that has the presence, but he's also raking pretty well for this team. George Springer, what do you think his impact is going to be, just not only as a clear favorite bat for this lineup, but also that veteran presence that has been there and gone to a World Series and won it?
You know, by the way, it was the World Series MVP at that in 2018. So, yeah, I think that is why you bring George Springer to this team if you're Ross Atkins and Mark Shapiro in 2021. It took a little longer, maybe, than you would have hoped. Maybe for some, a lot of that veteran leadership to take hold. But I do think that's why you have him still here. That's why, you know, even after the last couple of years, it was staying the course with George Springer, because he was helping behind the scenes a lot of the young players. And I think I'll go back to that at bat on maybe the Friday night or Saturday by Vladimir Guerrero Jr. that's forced an error by Tampa Bay's infield. George Springer will hold his teammates accountable if they don't hustle out ground balls, if they don't hustle out at-bats. And I think that is one thing. And we saw it in Buffalo a little bit. Don't forget, George Springer rehabbed with the Bisons in a week in Worcester, didn't play in a game, but then joined the teams for a weekend series at home. And you could see there were players like Joey Loperfido, who's not on the postseason roster, but could be available if needed. You saw him lead by example and really around the cage, guys asking Springer questions, getting his input. And I think that is one of the reasons why you have a guy like George Springer still on this roster to help lead by example on and off the field.
So, Pat, just looking into the Yankees for a second, just the offense. They, of course, have a powerful offense. They led the MLB with 274 homers in the regular season, but in the wild card, they scored 9 runs in 3 games. It's not the most impressive performance from them. Do you think we'll see a rebound at this point, or is it just going to be either home runs, pop-outs, you know, like how they go?
I think it's feast or famine, and I think that is, when you're looking at the Yankees side of things, can Aaron Judge, can Giancarlo Stanton, and can Jazz Chisholm, the 3 stars of that offense, of that team, come through when it's needed? And I think that'll go a long way to telling you whether or not the Yankees have any of these big innings that they're prone to being able to have. And again, it starts right at the beginning. If the Blue Jays have trouble getting outs early in the game, then it could spell early success for the Yankees. Now, you want to go to the regular season. Why did the Blue Jays end up the American League East winners? Because they won the season series against New York. And these are, by and large, the 2 same rosters, outside of a couple of pitchers here and there. Cam Schlittler is one of those. He really didn't play and pitched in 1 series out of the 4 against the Blue Jays this year. But the Blue Jays have done a really good job limiting the damage. If Aaron Judge and if Jazz Chisholm hit home runs, by and large, they've been with only 1 man or nobody on base. If they're going to hit home runs, you want them to be of the solo variety and not doing big damage in an inning. But that will be maybe the big question. You know, your 1A topic for the Yankees is, are the big stars coming through like they did leading up to the World Series last year?
I have to ask, Pat, just as I do follow the Yankees, right? What do you think of Giancarlo Stanton's swing? It might be the most alien thing I think I've ever seen. Just, he does not turn his hips. He's all upper body. How is that even sustainable? Do you even have a thought on that?
He's just freakishly strong. I mean, he's one of those athletes that, I mean, to me, I'm not trying to mock his swing, but because he is, you know, put together such a good offensive career, but it almost reminds me of a softball swing in some respects. It's just like a level swing, quick and to the point, not the extreme, not the big sweeping follow through that you see from a lot of hitters. Different strokes to different folks. It works for him, but he's so quick. And that is, I think, you know, what you look for. It's almost like equated to a golf swing a little bit. You can swing hard, but if you don't generate a lot of power behind it, it doesn't matter. And for Stanton, he gets to the spot so quickly, and that violent movement of the bat through the zone is what produces those big, big hits and big home runs. So it may not look pretty. It may not look like your prototypical baseball swing, but it's effective because for him, it's what gets him to that spot as quick as possible, generating all that power to launch.
Our own Pat Malakawa joining us here on the West Her Hotline. Yankees and Blue Jays, a series that we are looking at with vested interest, as Pat, you've heard him many a time calling the Bisons games here for the Blue Jays AAA affiliate. You also hear him on Sabres pregames, anything else of the sort. Let's go around the horn now here, Pat, with the other divisional series going on here. Cubs and Brewers get started here at 2:08, so less than an hour away from all the baseball getting started here today. But what do you see between these two teams here? Milwaukee, probably a clear favorite by a lot of people here, but what do you see going on here with the divisional round here in Milwaukee with the Cubs and Brewers?
I think Milwaukee is probably the most complete team top to bottom left in the postseason right now. I mean, yeah, it's true. You got the Dodgers. We'll talk about them in a second. But we talk about a team that just won all year long. They've exceeded expectations. Pat Murphy has pulled all the right strings as manager this year. It's going to be a good test. I think that's a fun series over there. The Cubs are a team that is built beyond Kyle Tucker, whatever he does in the offseason. You've got Pete Carr-Armstrong. You've got Seiya Suzuki. You've got Craig Counsell, who has managed himself out of some postseason series in the past, but has managed in the postseason plenty already. So I think that's going to be a fun series. I do think Milwaukee ends up coming away with the series victory, but I think one of the themes is these series are going to be so tight, nip and tuck along the way. I could see all four of them going the distance, but I think Milwaukee, again, is probably the most complete team and finds their way out of that first divisional round matchup.
Staying in the NL here, you just mentioned it. We'll get to the Dodgers. Well, here they are. Shohei Ohtani will pitch for the first time in the postseason, but then they've got the Phillies, a team that does love its power hitting with Schwarber, Castellanos, Harper in there, that they are able to drive the long ball as good as anyone out there in the major leagues.
Yeah, the thing that scares me for the Phillies right now is they really haven't had much competition in the National League since the All-Star break. The Mets fell off the face of the earth to the point that they missed the playoffs this year in a cataclysmic collapse in the final 6 to 8 weeks of the season. The Phillies, they're missing Zach Wheeler now, who is a key cog to their rotation. They've got plenty of pitching still. Aaron Nola has pitched well and maybe doesn't go as hard as he used to, but it is very good. So I think the Phillies are a very good team, and I think the series goes 5 games. But I go back to the Dodgers they fell into a little bit of a lull, and maybe they got complacent, but it's the old Billy Bean theory. Just get into the postseason and see what happens. And I think when you invest that much money in that roster, that pitching staff also, and you've got a team that is ready to make another run, potentially go back-to-back. So I look at the Dodgers probably picking up the win in that series.
And then finally, you mentioned cataclysmic collapses. The Tigers had one. They lost the Central after having such a large lead on it, but then they get the revenge in short time in the wild card round, advancing against Cleveland, basically stealing their playoffs away from Cleveland after the Guardians took the division title from them. Detroit going to Seattle for the next round here. And as you mentioned, the second seed here, the Mariners, gets the 6 in the Tigers.
Yeah, and this will be interesting. This, to me, is a good test of the Seattle sitting for a week, ruins some of the magic that they've built. I know you can't quantify that, but they're a team that really found their stride in the final month of the year and ran away with the AL West when it was a 3-dog race. They found their way to the division title. So they've got all the juice right now. But Detroit, they found it in that 3-game series against Cleveland, even in a best-of-3 winner-take-all game on just 2 days ago, they found a way to win it. So, and they've got really good pitching in Tarek Skubal, who should be the second winner again this year. I think Seattle finds a way out of that series, but I think that you could see this one. If the Tigers win, it's an example of a team that found its mojo in the wild card round. And there's example every year was the Phillies a couple of years ago riding that wave to the World Series, taking down St. Louis in the divisional round. I think if there's any matchup that could do it, it would be the Tigers, but I do think Seattle holds serve.
All right, Pat, let's have some fun here with these four divisional series that are going on here. You've hinted at who you'd want to favor with each of them, with each series here. Do you have favorites for who emerges with the AL and NL pennant?
That's such a great question. I don't at this point, only because if the Blue Jays advance out of this round, they could get Chris Bassett back, and if they get Bo Bichette back, I think they're the best team in the American League. I do. I think, yes, they're pitching. It was a question mark down the stretch, but I think if you get Chris Bassett back and you get Bo Bichette and that offense back, they can go toe-to-toe with Seattle in the league championship series. And I don't count out the Dodgers, even though they were the third three best divisional winners. So do I think the Dodgers can go back to the World Series? Yes. And I think it could be a fun Final Four. And I think if the Blue Jays get Bo Bichette and Chris Bassett back, to me, they're the clear favorite in the next round.
The Jays fan in me here, Pat, loves hearing what you're saying. I am picking up what you're putting down here. And I would hope that if they can survive against the Yankees here, that's the goal, is to get Bassett back, get Bichette back, and find a way to get back to the World Series. And for the first time in a long time for them. So here's the hope, Pat, that Toronto is able to survive here against the Yankees squad that did storm their way back and made it very interesting for the division race late.
Yeah, it's a fun week in this divisional round. Honestly, it's cliche, but really anything can happen. I think, again, going back to the storyline of the young players performing, if the young players perform for the Blue Jays better than the Yankees, we know what the answer will be, who wins. But if Pam Schlittler and some of the young players for the Yankees come through, now I think we know who's going to win this matchup here. But it's a fun time of year. It doesn't feel like October. It doesn't feel like playoff baseball. But it certainly is exciting.
No, it doesn't feel like October is absolutely right. It's going to be peaking near 80 for the next few days here in Buffalo. But, Pat, isn't it just kind of crazy, just back to the Yankees-Blue Jays, they've never matched up before in the playoffs.
Yeah, no, and it's part of it is because of the way the playoff format has been set up before. But I do think this is a unique situation in that really, it was going to be an AL East matchup no matter what. So to see the Yankees now take on the Blue Jays, two teams that went toe-to-toe very well against each other in the regular season, it's a fun matchup. And, one that I think, as we look back to the Red Sox-Yankee matchup, it was a very good one with a historic ending in the Yankees' favor on Thursday. I think we could be looking at something similar here this week in Toronto and New York.
Absolutely. So, Pat, we'd be remiss if we didn't ask. Howard Simon joined us in the show earlier today. And was wondering if you were going to be getting your baseball helmet ice cream. Will that be happening today?
You know what? I think I'm going to skip it today. It's a little early. I don't want to spoil my lunch or dinner. But I'll definitely have a treat or two and enjoy the roof open here in Toronto. It does feel like the middle of the summer right now. So it probably is ice cream helmet weather. But one about 10 days ago here was about my limit for a while. So I know Howard will get on me for that. But I'll have a sweet treat at some point today.
Hey, there you go. I know you understand the assignment, though, so at the very least, enjoy it out there, Pat. Take it in. I can't wait to see the updates all throughout the afternoon here. And here's to hoping we got ourselves a hell of a series in Toronto.
Thanks for the time, guys. Looking forward to it.
Pat Malacaro there on the West Shore Hotline. Always good to talk to Pat and catch up with him, as he's in Toronto for Yankees and Blue Jays this afternoon, a 4:08 first pitch.
Going to be exciting. I'm excited to just watch some good baseball at this point. These are the best teams
I
left.
I flock to it at this point.
Yeah.
I don't watch much baseball during the year, so my knowledge comes off a little shaky at best sometimes. But with Toronto, I did keep up. Like, Springer was fantastic for them all year this year. And I think he's going to be a pivotal piece for them. The fact that they don't have Bichette stings.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, my God. But if they can survive, and survive's the right term here, then you might get back a starting pitcher and one of your star players in the field.
Yeah.
To make it through to the championship series, and that's going to be a big deal, hopefully.
This is huge. But yeah, like I said earlier, there is something, albeit romantic, about playoff baseball. You're drawn to it in a way where don't get me wrong, I am a fan. I pay attention. I have it on in places at times, but I'm doing other things. It's tough to get excited about game 45 of 162.
Right.
Where the stakes are so high. This is almost like an NFL game where every snap matters. Every at-bat matters now in these games. So you're dialed in for every second of the game. That's the big difference.
I was at a fantasy hockey draft back on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And the Yankees-Red Sox game one is playing, and that ninth inning, everyone is flocked to any television that was there.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Chapman loads the bases and then gets out of it by his own damn self.
Yeah.
But you looked at it and you just go, oh, my God, everyone is just glued in now. Me, a baseball casual who really is only watching this because – well, Toronto's next opponent is being televised right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glued in. I'm like, this is incredible.
It was a good series, too. It's the first time that a team has come back from a 1-0 deficit in the three-game series, too.
Correct.
So, historical. Nothing short. Wouldn't expect anything less from the New York Yankees. But
and now, you get the first matchup between these two teams in the postseason, which is, I do like that you mentioned it, because the way that the playoff format in the MLB was for the longest time was there was only one wild card.
Yeah.
And typically, in the modern day at that point, it became between Boston and New York.
Mm-hmm.
Toronto had a 100 win season at one point,
yeah,
and missed the playoffs.
Just the way the cookie crumbled,
unfortunately. Because Boston and New York were there.
Yeah, they've been dominant in their history, those two teams.
I don't think it was 100 wins, but it was still close. One of those, like, they should have been in the playoffs at any other point if they were in any other division.
Mm-hmm.
And Boston and New York are in the way. And they'd been shut out. Like, Roy Halladay's career in Toronto was one that, I don't want to say was wasted, but unfortunately, Halladay did not get much postseason opportunity in Toronto. He goes to the Phillies, still the great pitcher that he was. But yeah, it's one of those things. Now, I would like to see a little bit more of a bad blood between these two teams.
That'd be fun.
It'd be fun.
Anything competitive, I like, because that just makes it more enjoyable to watch. The Bills Dolphins.
You're going to hate this next segment because we're talking about the Buffalo Sabres. Got them.
Yeah.
But that is what we are going to do to close things up here. The Sabres wrapped up their preseason. There's a little bit of injury concerns. And
there's also some intrigue with certain players, too, though. On the positive side,
there's also some very good intrigue. We'll talk about that next, coming up here on Sports Talk Saturday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Buffalo from their own end will get to center and now to the blue line. Darlene all the way in to the net. Scores! The captain put his team on his shoulders there with a power play goal. Sabres within one, trailing 4-3.
That's not quite from last night's game, but that is Rasmus Dahlin scoring against the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Yes, it did happen.
It is also a game that they lost to the Pittsburgh Penguins, which happened both nights.
Yeah, not great. Especially last night's collapse. That was not great.
Yes, and there is some things to talk about there, both good and bad about the Sabres within the preseason that gave me a little bit of encouragement and plenty of nausea for both sides of these things. Last night, I was very impressed with Jiří Kulík, how he got his two goals. It was garbage picking. Rebounds, cash him in, get to the net, gritty stuff, and probably the next step in an evolution of a 20-year-old that you want to see. So Kulík, I'm liking what he's giving you there. Josh Norris, by the way, looks legit.
He does, and if he can stay healthy, him on that top line with Thompson and Ben, would it be Benson?
It would be Benson. Krebs has been playing with them the last two games.
Right.
But he's fit along just fine between the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
So Norris, though, looks like the player that was as promised.
Yeah. If he can just – and luckily, I remember last year, it wasn't that nagging shoulder injury that was injured. It was a lower body injury, right?
Yes.
What he was dealing with.
Like abdominal or oblique or something.
Mid to lower body injury, something like that. Mm-hmm. So – that was already a good sign that they were just taking it slow with him, taking it easy, because your season was over in December. There was no need to push him back onto the ice.
Right.
Take the full off season, and it looks like he did that. I get it. They're playing against AHLers, especially in the first Pittsburgh game, right? But, I mean, Dahlin going from end to end, like that's the stuff you like to see in these matchups. So that can translate at all to the regular season. I think we're in good shape. The only thing that's really concerning to me is Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen. I think that's my takeaway from this end of the preseason, because what is the backup goalie's name, the third stringer, the one they're keeping?
So Luukkonen is currently being diagnosed by head coach Lindy Ruff as more of a week-to-week situation.
Week-to-week.
Week-to-week could last for a little bit.
Right.
It could only last 2 weeks, for example, though.
It's pretty vague.
But considering that the season starts next week, Alex Lyon being in net to start the season does not concern me as much. Alexander Georgiev looks relatively unplayable. There's where my nausea comes from.
Yeah.
Georgiev?
That's how I would pronounce it.
Georgiev or I'm pretty sure it's Georgiev.
Mm-hmm.
But he looks unplayable. And outside of the first game that he played in the preseason where he was relatively good against Columbus, 4.20 goals against an .872 save percentage.
Yeah, not great.
In the games that he plays. Lyon, on the other hand, .909 save percentage. Luukkonen played one period and left. Oddly enough, Devin Levi did not get scored on when he filled in for the two periods that he played.
Mm-hmm. They just want him to have a full season in Rochester,
They want
right?
him to have the full season in Rochester.
Okay.
But Georgiev got the majority of the minutes at 157 total. Lyon had 140. Levi, 40. Luukkonen, 20.
Okay.
I am not encouraged by this.
No. That's not really a great sign. Lyon
should be fine.
He should be more than fine. I know it was a couple of years ago now, but in a weird circumstance coming in late, him being successful with the Panthers in that Stanley Cup run gives me at least a little bit of hope he'll be more than serviceable.
Yes, and I do think that he was solid with Detroit as well.
He was.
I think solid is the proper word here. I'm not going to expect more than that from Alex Lyon
He's serviceable. He was DeMar Hamlin in the Bills safety room last year. He was serviceable.
I would say he's better than that.
You think?
He's probably like a 1B type starter.
Oh, okay.
Type goaltender who can play 40 games for you reliably. It's Lukanen's injury that is the concern here. Because when Luukkonen comes back, what are we getting out of him? I didn't really love what I saw in the one period that he played. And then he left with an injury. Georgiev, again, unplayable. I know you want to keep Devin Levi in Rochester this year just to have like a clear development plan for him. Scrap it.
Would you?
I'm not kidding. It was that bad.
Luukkonen, I want to get your take on this. I was skeptical the minute they extended him. They signed him. Because he was a stereotypical hot and cold player whose flukish season was being hot, right? Last season, he kind of goes back to that hot and cold. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Was that a premature contract for him? Are we going to be regretting that in a couple seasons? Like, what do we feel about that? Because I don't know.
That is a question, I think, for the end of this year. The end of this season. What happens with him if he's able to come back from this injury and get back to a year which he earned that extension? That's good news. If he shows that that extension year was a one-off, well, then we've got our problem. But I think that's also next year's problem. This year, it is just about trying to get wins. Get wins, get into the playoffs. And it's not necessarily about Luukkonen. It's about his absence. That is what is the true concern there. Back to the positives, though. I do want to focus a little bit on the things that actually made me feel warm and fuzzy about this team, because it's easy to pile on and talk about the same bad things about the same bad hockey team that have been going on for the same bad 14 years.
Yeah.
Because what is Thursday night supposed to be about? It is not supposed to be about, oh, God, the season is starting again. Everyone hide your kids, hide your wife. It's about hope. Hope springs eternal in the first game of the year for everybody.
Yeah.
Does it not?
Everyone's
got the same amount of points, or you're all starting on the same spot.
And even just fan opinion, I think it is kind of even keel. I even though they're in the playoffs, the drought for 14 years, even though they really, I don't think, have done enough in the offseason to make that much of a change to be a guarantee to make the playoffs, I still hope they make the playoffs, and I think everybody around here does. That would totally just change everything. And one, literally making a playoff series and getting blown up in it doesn't matter. Making it would be the benchmark. That's what this is at this point.
Right.
And I have hope they'll do that. Am I confident? No. Am I cautiously optimistic? Sure.
Yes.
That's kind of where I'm at, you know?
Now, the other part of this is, I don't know where my optimism lies with them, because it's at this point, it is about just break through. Just get through.
Mm-hmm.
And if Georgiev, for example, has to be like the number two goalie for a couple of weeks, that's not a good idea. But
Didn't you say his nickname was like Forgiev or something like that?
That's what Colorado fans started calling him.
Four goals per game.
After he got traded from the Rangers to Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
But back to the things that are supposed to give me some hope.
Sorry, we keep going back to that.
Josh Norris is legit.
Yes.
Again, it is about the injury availability with him. He looks great with Tage Thompson. It looks like the two of them have got some chemistry work together already.
Mm-hmm.
That would help. Honestly, I'm not worried about who the other winger is at that point. If Krebs has earned it through the preseason, then he's earned it. A lot of people are suspecting that it's going to be Benson, who can play in and out of the lineup anywhere.
Yeah, Benson,
Josh Doan, I liked in the games he played.
I did too.
He was very entertaining to watch. He's got a really interesting mix of grit and sandpaper along with the skill. So there's that too. Yuri Kulik, I want to see the next step from him. Kostas Hellenius was fantastic, though he got sent to Rochester. Radim Mirka got sent to Rochester, and I do like that idea. Because in junior, all he's really going to learn is to be the top guy. If you're going to be playing for the Buffalo Sabres, you're not going to be that for a while.
No, and Rochester gives him that near NHL competition, I should say. Right?
I would say toughness and quality of that. Mm-hmm. Mirka looks like a physical body that wants to throw it. He wants to be able to punish people. And if he's making good decisions when being threatened with a hit, that's going to be far more frequent than in junior. Let alone be hit by players that know how to hit. I think that's better for him overall. And he doesn't have to worry about playing top minutes right away in Rochester. He can work into that. Ryan Johnson won himself a spot out of camp in preseason here.
He did. We've been saying how long he's been NHL ready.
And here he is.
2 years. Yeah.
So there's plenty of things that I liked. I think Oslund was fine. He got banged up at the end here, though. Unfortunately, he gets sent down. I need to see better from Owen Power. And I think that Kesselring will help with that, but he's week to week. So what does the decor look like? Is going to be an interesting question that we are going to find out in less than a week's time.
Yeah. Because honestly, going into the season, though, you're running with Byram. The trade rumors for Bo Byram, that never happened.
They only became rumors, and that was it. Byram's with Dahlin.
But that's where he's going to be his best. You're going to get another season out of him as the Dahlin merchant. Why, I can't complain about that. He's going to play well with him.
But now comes the question of who's playing with power.
That is the question.
Samuelson looks like he's going to be coming back. I saw you wince.
I don't like
Connor
to hear
Timmins
that.
Is your third pair defenseman.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Ryan Johnson?
It could be. That would be awesome if he could play with power. I'm not a Matias Samuelson guy. I don't think anybody is at this point.
No, I saw you squirm when I said that name.
Yeah, so if it could be Ryan Johnson, that would be great. But only time is going to be able to tell that.
Or are they going to pair Byram with power again and then let Dahlin carry Samuelson? Or are they going to let Johnson get a shot with him? That's going to be the thing that we're going to find out by Thursday. And
yes.
That's what I'm going to be paying attention to the most, because defense and goaltending, once again, are its bigger questions.
What would you prefer? Dahlin with Byram or Power and Byram?
I mean, if I had my choice, Kesselring is healthy, and then I have top pair being Byram, Dahlin.
Mm-hmm.
If I need to in this moment, I'm putting maybe RJ with Dahlin.
Okay.
And then letting Byram work with Power. I don't love it because the two of them have shown they don't play well together.
No, they're not really complementary with each other.
But either way, you still need better from Power is really where I'm getting at the end of the day of this. There needs to be another step in his growth. Has to be now, because this is typically when defensemen figure it out. It takes a couple of years. Admittedly, it takes a couple of years for defensemen, even if they are the number one overall pick, to become what they were promised to be.
Well, it took Rasmus Dahlin a little bit, didn't it?
It did.
Yeah.
Same amount of time, as a matter of fact.
And look at him now.
Look at him now. He's one of the best players that there is in the National Hockey League. And I don't think Power is ever going to be Dahlin, but I do know that he is supposed to be a number one defenseman in his own right. That is what was promised. And typically, defensemen just take a little longer to become what is promised. I'm hopeful that there's a better start this year, because you and I talked about this last week. It cannot start the way that it did last year again.
It's got to be different. It has to be.
The way it started last year was fine. It was the way that December happened.
Yeah.
Their start in October, November, not great in Europe. They start 1-3.
No, when they come back here.
They come back here, they don't win right away, but they start 1-3. But then they get themselves threatening for second in the Atlantic before December hits.
And then
I'll take that.
Yeah, I would like to see it start faster though. I don't want to go 1-3.
What I want is a December not to remember like that ever again.
No, I want a December to remember because you were in playoff contention. That's what I want.
I want a December I want a December that I don't remember because it's just like it's fine. Like it's average.
Right.
No, that December last year is a December to remember. Unfortunately so. And it's also a December to forget.
You had me buying in.
Oh,
buying bundles of stock in the Sabres, all for that to happen.
And the worst part is I'm part of the problem. I'm going to the game on Thursday.
I don't see a problem in supporting the hometown team, but here's to hoping that they do start strong.
They need to start strong. They need to, because I don't know what I'm going to do otherwise if they don't. Because I'm sick of being yelly, screamy guy about them.
Right.
Like, it's just, it's enough at this point.
Change is going to happen at this point.
If they start slow. Let's cross that bridge if we get there.
If we get there. I don't even want to talk about it.
Not even when we get there, if we get there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how that's going to be. Let's wrap up the show coming up next year after a quick commercial break and get everyone out of here for the weekend. What do you say?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We've had ourselves a fun time today. Went around a lot of topics, so much so that I almost forgot we talked about Bills and Patriots, which is happening tomorrow night for Sunday Night Football.
It is Sunday Night Football. One of two of the next 2 weeks primetime games for the Bills. Play the Falcons next Monday, so that'll be fun. Divisional matchup, anything can happen, but I'm pretty confident in the Bills' ability to get this one done. I gotta say.
Zach Jones and I will kick off your pregame coverage tomorrow at 1 p.m., and then we will finish your post-game coverage with the overtime show at 1:30 a.m. Yeah, you heard that right.
I'll be there along the ride with you guys as well.
We're the sickos that have to be here the whole time, baby, and we are ready for it, for better or for worse. So Zach and I will be back here tomorrow, ready to go. You'll be on the board for it, so
I'll be
two
doing
of the three
the
parties sitting right here are going to be sitting in the same places tomorrow. And with that, that has been another edition of Sports Talk Saturday here on WGR. For Howard Simon, for Pat Malacaro, for Evan DiPasquale on the board, for my co-host Joe Calley, I am Derek Kramer. Thank you, as always, for listening in. Thanks to anyone that called, tweeted, anything of the sort. We will be back again for you next week. But until then, Bills pregame tomorrow, 1 o'clock, 8:20 kickoff between the Bills and the Patriots tomorrow here on the radio home of the Buffalo Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.